Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Oh, Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you for the first time from the Improv Comedy Club in Washington, D.C. It's Saturday, June 13th at 4:20-ish, and I just smoked weed legally! It wasn't public, so it wasn't legal, but you get the idea. You guys know the vibe that's going on here these days. Oh, the prize bag is heavy. It's got a lot of stuff in it. I think somebody's going to be very excited to win everything. This bag is such a good one that I might just keep it. Let me see your name tags, DC. I had a feeling there would be some good ones. This is fantastic. What a name tag turnout we have. What's going on with the top hat right there? That's some sort of Alice in Wonderland thing with Alice and the rabbit on a hat. And your name is Alice? Allison, okay, close enough. Annapolis? There's a movie called Annapolis, and your name is Anna. Good job. Team I'm Eric instead of Team America. Scott Nato, of course. TV movies don't count. This guy's got a poster for Dave because that's his name. What?
Groundhog Dave.
Wow. You went out of your way. I like that Jars over there because the guy's his face swimming up to bite that naked lady. The Barbaduke. Good job, Barbara. I like it. Mike Uzzin Vinny? And your name is Mike Uzzin? Well, good job, everybody. You can put them down. I don't want you to hurt your arms. I don't want any arm strain. And we'll ask for them again in a little while. Next Friday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Women's Club of Minneapolis. And on... that's true. And on Father's Day, Sunday, we're going to be taping a show at the in Portland, Oregon. And lots of cities are coming up. We got Philly. That one's sold out already. Tempe, San Diego, Pittsburgh, Traverse City, Michigan, London, UK, and more. DougLovesMovies.com for all of those. This is a segment I like to call Trailer Alert. I saw the trailer today for a movie called Selfless, and I say, finally, a Sir Ben Kingsley and Ryan Reynolds body switch movie. It's about goddamn time. And then I saw the trailer for Transformer Reloaded, or Refueled. Transformer Refueled. Oh, some people are already groaning. Ugh. Like, Jason Statham isn't even dead yet. I mean, he's not even dead in the terms of action heroes. Like, he's in the biggest action movies that are out right now, Spy and Fast Furious 7. And but they're rebooting it with a younger guy, and the trailer has the fucking How You Like Me Now song in it. Enough with the How You Like Me Now song. I barely liked it the first few times. Like, when it was in The Fighter, like, 4 years ago. Like, somebody getting... Yeah. Turned into Lewis Black there on that one. And another thing that makes me angry from the corrections department. Okay, so it's called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. That's it. That's what it's called. I can agree with that. But when the movie first came out, there was the original poster, says E.T. on one line, then the extraterrestrial, and then on the third line, not lower on the poster like a tagline, the third line says, in his adventure on Earth. And I always thought that was the title, just off of that, having been there the day it opened and looking at that poster. And now people are saying it's the novelization, it's the tagline, there are all these excuses. But I'm saying that it was on the poster and looked like the title, and that's all I've got to hang my hat on. But as an example, I don't ever say alien in space, no one can hear you scream. I understand that the rest of that is the tagline. But now that's going to be a fun thing I'm going to do on the show, is when I can remember a tagline, I'm going to include it in the title as if it's the full title and give everybody a hard time. But I knew this would be a good place to settle that that problem here in the nation's capital. And the movie The Martian looks really good, but the trailer shows too much. I'm already declaring that. So if you are about to watch the trailer for The Martian, stop somehow. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. The David Kyle on Twitter tweeted, I like Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar because everyone in the universe kept getting older and he stayed the same age. This has been Tweet Relief, Dazed and Confused edition. Of course, the prize bag has a copy of my latest album, Promotional Tool, and the album before that, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and a bunch of other stuff that we will sort through with my guests, three very funny comedians who are all regulars on this program, and judging by the name tags, some of you figured out who some of these guys were going to be. Please give a big warm welcome to Aaron Kleiber, Rob Cantrell, and Bert Kreischer. Here they come. The green room is right next to the stage, and you can hear everything that's being said. Yet somehow they were taken by surprise. Bert probably had to run back to his hotel room to get a coffee.
I don't know if I like my seating position already.
You want this? What do you want?
It's fine. Well, whatever.
No,
it's fine.
If you walk out onto the stage last, you don't get to pick a seat.
He was walking slow with his drink like this.
Yeah, I like him far away from me.
Oh.
And since he won the Pete Holmes game, say hello to Bert Kreischer, everybody.
What are you talking about? What Pete Holmes game?
It's the game where it's the first person to speak without being spoken to.
Oh.
It's the rudest guest on the panel wins that game.
Did you listen to the Pete Holmes, Kyle Cease podcast on That Makes It Weird?
Do I want to talk about something else right now? Absolutely. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Bert?
I brought a copy of one of the best books written this year. Life of the Party by Bert Kreischer.
Oh, I thought Gone Girl was in there or something. I love the cover.
It's a. You know something crazy? They colored my teeth in.
They made them look all yellow like that?
I have gold ones and then these shitty ones in the back. And they fucking colored them in and made them just white teeth. And I was like, God damn it, that's what I fucking look like? do you think they take out my double chin too?
No, it's covered with beard.
I did that because if I don't have the beard, it looks like I have balls. You start giggling, it looks like you're teabagging your shirt.
Those truck balls on your chin?
Yeah, just,
Dodge Ram balls? Yeah.
That's Aaron Kleiber, everybody. He brought a copy of Aaron Kleiber Live, Grown Man Business, his DVD of his stand-up. And thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you. This is spectacular.
It really is fun to get together on Gay Pride Day.
You're cutting into my parade time right now.
Bert is sad that the parade started at 4:30 and he wants to be there so bad.
Fucking love that shit. If I had known how much I'd love gay people, I might have been gay.
Game's not over yet, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Still parade's get back still, in that game right yeah. there.
Parade's still 7:30, baby.
Yeah.
Download Grindr. You got it right there.
It's not too late to, you know, change your sex and call me Bertlin.
I was worried the weather was going to fuck it up. There was a chance if it was raining, but apparently it's just raining men. Boom!
Hallelujah.
That's why I don't write jokes.
Bert still got it. He still got it.
And joining us for his, I don't know how many times now, he was the winner of the last 12 Guests of Christmas episode, East Coast edition. Rob Cantrell is here, everybody.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Washington, D.C., where I was born and raised.
I'm whipping out your big 12-inch right now.
Just a big, fat 12-inch.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm staying at my mom's house in Capitol Hill. I grew up in Capitol Hill. And I had a bunch of old stuff laying around, and this is an old hip-hop record.
Oh, this is a Curtis Blow.
Yeah, it's Curtis Blow 12-inch. The song is called America.
Can I buy that off you?
And it's just like 20...
Oh, it's 20. Amazing. They got the club version. They got the short dub.
Yeah.
They got the instrumental.
So you and your honey can just freestyle all night over a fucking fat Curtis Blow 1983 beat.
But for real, can I buy that off you?
Yeah, $7. I had another one that I was going to bring that was called The Honeymooners Rap.
Yes.
And it was Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo.
Yes.
And I almost gave it up, but as soon as I walked out of the house, I was like, I can't fucking give this thing up. This is too good. I'm going to give him the Curtis Blow. So somebody's going to get a sweet... You're going to have to buy a record player.
Well, you also included a copy of your latest rap CD called Dreams Never Die.
Yep.
And so that's in the bag. And then what's this other thing that you brought?
I brought another DVD that was laying around. It's called, what is it, Laugh in the Clubs? It's a stand-up DVD.
Laughing Out Loud. This was clearly before LOL was even a thing. And so it's called Laughing Out Loud.
Who's on it?
It's got a lot of people. It's got D.L. Hughley. Yep.
Chris Rock.
Rhonda Shear. Jeff Altman, John Fox, Norm MacDonald, the great Norm MacDonald. It'd be fun. Even when he was young, his sets were hilarious. So that'd be fun to see. A young Chris Rock is on here.
It's all at the Hollywood Improv, too. So it's
yeah. Sweet. And then, but my favorite stand-up on here has got to be Jason Alexander. What a fantastic...
the guy that married Britney Spears?
Stand-up he is. Yeah, isn't he a choreographer or something?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going in the bag.
It's a good joke. Thanks for laughing at it.
I brought a candy bar that I got at the Sasquatch Festival. That's got to still be good after all the travel I've been doing with it. There's a fun sticker that says Red Lions on it for some reason. And, I also got a chapstick. This is a very thoughtful gift bag. Like, if you got stranded somewhere, you'd probably be all right for a day or two.
As long as you had a record player.
And you guys know... Do you guys know the comedian Dave Waite? You know that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at a festival recently, Limestone Festival, and he gave me a pen. And it just says Dave Waite on it, and then in quotes, networking. That's how he's hoping to get his name out more, is through this pen.
Yeah.
So whoever wins it tonight, I hope that you're powerful and successful.
I didn't know his last name was Waite. It's spelled W-A-T-E, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was something else.
W-A-I-T-E, I think.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter, you guys. Instead of the hard-to-spell Kleiber or Kreischer. Holy shit.
So it's E before I? Is that the rule?
I before E, except in German. That's what my grandma said. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's how I'll remember it.
No wonder that never made fucking sense to me as a kid.
I before E, except in German,
and
from my grandmother.
K-R-E-I-S-C-H-E-R, bitch.
Yeah.
S-C-H-E-R. It's way too complicated.
Yeah, I hate when people put an N in there. Kreischer? No. My sister's name's Cotty, and this one guy, we sit there at the table one time, and the guy goes, crotchy? And my sister's like, no. And he's like, cunty? And she's like, yeah, it's cunty. Put table for four, and we're going to wait in the fucking corner. Call it out, asshole.
All right, we'll start with you, cunty. What was the what was the last movie you saw?
Oh, man, I wish you had told me this.
I know, it's a real hardball question.
This is the one that stumps him.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was...
Do you want to think about it? We'll come back to you.
No. I got it. What's the one with Dirk Diggler's
Mark Wahlberg?
No. The girl from that,
Heather Graham.
Nope. The fucking older
Julianne
redhead.
Moore.
Julianne Moore. Moore. What's the one where she has Alzheimer's? Is that what you're wondering?
Yeah, that's
the
one.
Yeah.
By the way, that would have been really funny if I had thought to do that on purpose. That one. Fuck, that is horrible.
You forgot the name of the movie about Alzheimer's?
I thought it was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's not.
Nope, it's still Alice.
It's still Alice.
It's always been Alice, and it's still Alice.
But I didn't see it with the sound on.
Oh.
It was
so you didn't see it?
No, I saw it enough to cry at the end.
Oh. You still cried?
I cried at the end because she was crying, and she caught me off guard, and we're both crying. And the lady next to me on the plane like reached over. She saw me crying. Then she thought I didn't have earphones in. She's like, "Oh fuck!"
The last movie he saw had no sound.
Yeah, it holds up.
Oh, that's how good it is. Aaron, what did you see?
I saw Jurassic World.
I know, you're always on top of it. Rob Cantrell and I saw Jurassic World today as well.
Shit, I saw three last week, one this week. Yeah, Jurassic World. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw it more than once.
You get to weigh in first.
You know, it's I think it's a fun drive-in movie, if you can hit some drive-ins. I think it's a fun...
Okay, so that narrowed their box office take down to next to nothing.
I don't care. It's a fun movie.
It's only available at drive-ins.
It's fun. It's fun. I was like, all right, that was dinosaurs. All right, fun times.
But like if they showed a Sharknado movie right next to it, it just doesn't feel like it would be that much sillier.
Yep.
And also that much more effectier. Like the effects are good, but
right?
I wasn't blown away by them.
Agree. It was, you know.
Because we've seen plenty of flying creatures picking up people and tossing them around just on our TVs at home watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
New spoiler alert. I haven't seen the finale. Don't say a fucking word.
Hasn't even aired yet, dipshit.
Oh.
He's talking about season one. Season one.
You can proceed.
Did you see the last one, though, Bert?
Nope.
Okay. I won't say anything about it, but I don't watch it regularly, the Game of Thrones, but I stumbled into, whenever I do watch it, horrifying things happen. And those are the episodes where everybody's talking about it the next day. And I'm like, damn, weird timing, because I always see the ones that are terrifying.
My wife. My wife and I watch it together. Season one, when, and my wife's not a crude person. You know her, Rob. And you know her too, Doug. Aaron, have you met her?
Crude.
Don't worry.
Just figure out other ways to describe her. What's her name?
Leanne.
Okay, refer to her by name from now on.
So, Leanne, we're watching the
His thing. Wife!
When Jon Snow's hooking up with the wilding, and they're naked, and they go down, and he starts to go down on Earth, Leanne just goes, oh, wilding pussy must smell horrible. The hardest I've ever laughed.
That's why you're together. It's too bad you can't go back and put that into your vows.
I'll love you even if you have wilding pussy.
All right, so let's go to Rob. What's your take on Jurassic World?
I think they needed more pussy in that movie.
Boom.
Because I think you guys were talking about, like, it's the same thing over and over, just dinosaurs, and the eyeball shot. You know, they need to maybe come across them humping, you know,
they go out of their way to set up that the raptors, you know, their eyeballs are on the side of their heads, and then at one point one of the characters is standing right in front of it, and they show like a POV where it can look dead ahead, even though its eyes are like over here and here. It's just like looking at him, eyeballing him. But there's a lot of silly stuff that happens in it, and it's a shame that Chris Pratt is there, you know, he's at the level where he can handle the role greatly and then doesn't get anything great to say.
No,
you know,
true.
he definitely seems like a raptor whisperer. Like he seems like raptors would listen to him.
Yeah.
You know, he does that well. He's got that intensity down, but then his interplay with the girl and stuff, it's none of it's fun at all, you know.
Yeah. I like that scene when he's in the motorcycle and he's got the little raptors with him and they're going out to get the big. They, I'm not ruining it, but they made
I think
a new.
You kind of are.
Oh shit!
No, they do give away in the trailer that there's a new dinosaur.
There's a
that
new.
They
they're given new species, but the new species they make it white, which I thought it was weird. The new fucking dinosaur. They
social,
make it
social commentary.
That's
bro.
What I mean. It's part, they make the dinosaur part German, which is kind of odd. But that is a part. Did I pick that up or not?
I don't remember a white dinosaur.
I thought they were.
But there's one that there's one that can disappear completely.
Yeah.
Which is not. That's not. That's not helpful.
Get it?
Ah-ha-ha.
It's called a dinosaur.
It's weird, little kids.
Does it turn into oil too?
Eventually.
Welcome to Oil World. Step in a dinosaur puddle.
Fuck, I am sweating my dick off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to shower.
People
my
love
show.
Dinosaurs.
They do, and they.
And little People... kids love dinosaurs. It's so weird. People are like, check out dinosaurs.
And it's
yeah,
not
and it's
really...
a really violent movie.
Yeah, it's
like,
not really a little kid movie.
Not for
no,
kids.
No, no.
There's
not.
Somebody that horrifyingly.
Yeah, they're
going to
go. Kids
murdered.
Are going to go because dumb shits are going to take their kids.
Yeah.
And then the kids are going to be fucking traumatized. It's got the highest body count of any Jurassic Park movie. I think of the first three put together, I think. And it's just that part of it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. I just didn't. The story isn't that great. And
do you think
when it's over, you go, okay, great. Thank God a dinosaur lives, so that we can do this again sometime.
Do you think Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard? I thought they were kind of wasted.
I don't know how they drunk they were on the set, but or how drunk I am right now. But they were. Yeah. Well, she just gets this. She's just got that part where she's got to be the person that's always making bad decisions.
Yeah.
And then once shit starts to turn, doesn't realize it fast enough, and continues to make bad decisions. And it's just like you, like Bert taking his shirt off, which is about
fucking
to happen.
Sweating my ass
Go
off.
Go ahead and take it off.
No,
I won't look
stomach,
in your direction.
My stomach and the angle that I'm in, sitting and
yeah, sitting like that with your stomach out would be really gross.
It's a grapefruit
That's
top.
Why shirts were invented. So Bert
Here's
Kreischer
the problem. Here's the problem with Chris
out.
Pratt. Okay, the guy.
What?
Look.
I don't got any problems with Chris Pratt.
Oh, I got big fucking problems.
Okay, here we go.
He's sold to America like the cool dude that you could hang out with, have a beer in the backyard, smoke a stogie, maybe take a one hitter. The guy doesn't drink. He's vegan. He's like, he's an actor. It's like, I want my actors to be broken with drug addictions. And you're an artist. Get to do the artist shit. Instead, you're like, fucking, when I found out Dane didn't smoke weed, I was like, what the fuck? Where does all this shit come from then? Tosh doesn't drink. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? We got a license to be fucking degenerates. Why'd you turn that into the DMV and go, no, thank you. I think I'll just take yoga classes. I mean, I love Dane and Tosh. Those are great guys. But like Chris Pratt, whatever. He's not all that, in my opinion, okay?
You don't like him because he's not more of a horrible person.
He doesn't drink. That's why okay. I don't like him. And Chris, well, if you're listening to this...
He definitely eats poorly because when he's not playing... When he's not doing Guardians of the Galaxy or... He didn't even have to take his shirt off in Jurassic World, so he could be a little fat under there. But he... When he's on Parks and Rec, he's just like a fat roly-poly guy.
No, he's not. He's in great shape because he's fucking gluten-free.
All right, you're stupid.
I might be mixing him up with
somebody. That
show's
7 years old, and he just in the last couple of years started being the guy that gets really buff for movies. He used to be like a rolier-polier dude. And happier for it, and married to Anna Faris. Did you know that?
You know what? I think I'm talking about the wrong guy.
I think so.
Because I didn't know he was in... He's the guy from Parks and Rec?
Yes, dummy.
Different guy. My bad.
You're thinking of Rob Lowe, maybe, or...
No, I don't know. Rob Lowe was just in a car accident today. Or DUI. Oh, no, that's John Stamos.
John Stamos,
oh,
you idiot! Cut off his microphone. The worst.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Facts aren't my strong suit, okay?
Now we all have to worry about who he gets us mixed up with.
Like, Aaron killed a hooker last night.
Oh, wait, no, that was Rob.
I just think I'm not giving Bert my next of kin's number. I don't want him coming through with any incorrect information.
John Stamos. I wonder who the actor I was thinking about that's like gluten-free, vegan, yoga nut.
All of them?
Fuck.
But seriously, who could you have been thinking of?
I have no fucking idea.
How could you confuse who's starring in Jurassic World with all the ads and stuff?
It's not Woody Harrelson. Is it Josh Hartnett?
All right. No, it's not. It's not Penny Dreadful.
Who? Aaron Paul.
No, he's always been skinny. Stop guessing, you guys.
I love it. This is great warm-up.
It's turning
this
into the worst Thanksgiving ever.
If you put your dick in the mashed potatoes, you have to press it in, by the way.
Like, you can't even Google... Who's the actor Bert Kreischer's thinking of?
I bet you actually could. I bet after this airs, you probably could.
He barbecues.
Oh, I'm going to hear a lot of suggestions on Twitter of who you were thinking of, and I'll forward them to you. So I don't give a shit.
How many white guys are in Parks and Rec?
It's all of them.
Oh. My point exactly.
Aziz isn't white, and... Red is a black lady.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
They've all been on this show, and they're all a delight, so let's move
Chris
on.
Pratt's been on this show?
Mm-hmm.
Did he drink a beer?
I don't remember. But Chris Evans drank enough for
Chris him. Evans is who I'm fucking thinking of!
Captain America?
Fucking Chris Evans! It's fucking Chris Evans!
That's Captain America.
They're best friends! They go to do hospitals together! It's fucking Chris Evans!
They go do hospitals together. It's a great place to meet the ladies when you show up in your Guardians and Captain Chris America costumes.
Evans. Was there an example of me, the type of person I was back in the 70s when like people would go on to like those game shows?
Wait, we solved the first puzzle. You're giving us another one?
Okay, never mind. It's Chris Evans. It's fuck Chris Evans.
He's a good guy.
You know, did he drink a beer when you were with him?
A lot of them, yes.
Oh, never mind. It's not Chris Evans then. It's definitely not Chris Evans. Margot Kidder! It's Margot Kidder! I don't fucking know who it is.
All right. Yeah, he's not as clean living as you were talking about.
It's not Chris Evans.
Captain America likes his beer.
That makes me like Chris Evans a lot right now. I might become a big Chris Evans fan.
All right, good.
I'm going to get all his stuff.
Whatever fan you become, you got the big part covered. So, and By all means, take that shirt off if you
fucking
I
will
have
be
to.
Pouring sweat into my jeans.
Take off the shirt and just stand for the rest of the show. That won't make
that.
Anybody uncomfortable.
Can I get another? Can I get another Tito's and soda?
Oh yeah, me too, me too.
Feels so much fucking better. That's right, 38s, everybody. Take a look at how tight they are. I'm going to the gay pride parade like this. Fucking muscle bear attire.
You're going to get so many dicks thrown at you. Do the truffle shuffle. Somebody in the audience wants the truffle shuffle.
It's a good one.
I wasn't that guy in Goonies, okay? I was the brother, the older brother.
Yeah, you were Josh
Brandt.
Brolin.
Josh
Shut your stupid...
Brand.
Josh Brolin was that brother?
Yeah. Do you hate him?
thought it was Josh Evans. Let's play
All
the
right.
game.
Yeah.
So it's the number one sign of an annoying guest when they start saying, let's move it along, when they're keeping it from moving it along.
Oh.
All right, so it is that part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Oh, wow. And one of those games isn't Bert knocking his drink over.
I forgot to get my phone to Periscope, but fuck it.
All right, go get it.
Okay, I'll be right
All
back.
Right. Oh, just a few minutes of quiet. Well, Bert, I could still hear you, too. Screaming through the wall. Last night, somebody tweeted, I was on stage doing my set, and they were like, excited to see Doug Benson at the Bert Kreischer show, and excited to hear Bert Kreischer clearly yelling in the other room. Because all the people in that row over there are just sitting with their backs to a very thin-walled green room. So if we're back there yelling, they just get a whole earful. There he is. All right, so... For the first time ever, we're going to Periscope selection process of name tags.
Hold on.
No, yeah, we'll do it when you're ready. Soon as Bert gets his Periscope going, we're going to have all three of you go out and pick your name tags. And while that happens, we're going to take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Baseball's in full swing, and you can be part of the action all season long at DraftKings.com. You've heard me say it before. It's the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge prizes every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick two pitchers, pick eight position players, and pick up your cash. That's it. Ask Peter from Colorado. Ask him, because last year he won $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use the promo code MOVIE. You can pause this and go over there and play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. DraftKings.com, official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? I know I'm at least two of those. Then Loot Crate is a subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure you head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Every month there's a different theme and you're guaranteed $40 or more worth of items all curated around that theme. They're all inspired by classic movies and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. This month, Loot Crate invites you to join the cyber revolution with an assortment of cool tech-themed collectibles from a wide array of awesome franchises. They're featuring exclusive items from Terminator Genesis, Borderlands 2, and more, including an exclusive t-shirt you won't find anywhere else. Basically, Loot Crate is like a friend who knows what you love and surprises you with an awesome present every month. what a wonderful friend Loot Crate can be to you. And did we mention they ship to over 13 different countries too? You have till the 19th of June at 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
We're back. Who's, grab your microphones, guys. Grab your microphones now, like not later, like right now. Who are you playing for?
I got it. Doug?
You're the three of you are all like catatonic. Just fucking tell me who you're playing for.
Don Periscope.
Instead of Down Periscope. Periscope. I love it.
Don Periscope. I like her. There's Doug's. You're in the poster.
Yeah, I got in there. I wish I was in the original movie, like Patton Oswalt was in it. All right, Aaron.
Bill Trouble in Little China. Look who you are, Doug.
Oh, I'm that weird genie face.
Yeah,
thing.
Raiden or whatever. Yeah. And but then Mark Wahlberg is the little Asian dude. Look.
That's like, adorable.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Are you still periscoping, Bert?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't periscope.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
And who are you playing for, Bert?
I think I'm playing for Daniel Settle. I'm playing for Daniel Settle. He wrote one of my favorite bits we've ever done on this show ever was when we thought they should make more black movies.
No,
movies.
You. This was all you, first
Me and
of
you
all.
You came up with it backstage.
Wasn't
you're like,
we. It was just
you're like,
you.
Oh, you soft pitch it, and I'll hit it out of the park.
No.
And it turns out they're doing this with a lot of fucking movies now, and I fucking love it.
Bert loves that they do black versions of movies, and then he's like, they should do black Ocean's 11. And I was like, how would 11 black guys get away with ripping off a place?
Who do you think did it? Oh, maybe the 11 black guys conspiring in the corner?
So Bert forced me to say something racist and to shoot down his premise. But that'd be great.
I love the cast. Can I tell you the cast?
It could have a couple. Ocean's 11 could have a couple of white guys. Black Ocean's 11 could be all black except for two dudes. Because isn't the original Ocean's 11 yeah. is all white and one black and one Chinese. Or two blacks and one Chinese.
Yeah, so this has three whites. And then it's an interesting cast. Doug Benson, Bert Kreischer, Daniel Settle, Kevin Hart, Eddie Rock, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Morgan Freeman, Hannibal Buress, Denzel, Will Smith, Michael B. Jordan, Craig Robinson. It's odd you didn't put Bill Cosby in here and Hannibal on the same thing. I think that would have added tension to the set.
I don't think anybody ever needs to say, why didn't you include Bill Cosby ever again? Unless it's a list of rapists.
He could have... Alleged. Mango. Alleged. Alleged.
Yeah, alleged list.
No alleged rapists. It won't fucking stand. It's... All right, perfect. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's play some games. Yeah. We're going to start off with one that by the time I get it right, we'll run out of titles. What do you got there, Rob?
Somebody just gave me some Japanese chocolate that has exploding candies inside. I don't think this is legal.
What do you mean they just gave it to you?
It's like this guy just gave me three candy bars.
Oh, okay. Just pass out candy bars. Yeah, give one to everybody.
I don't know. This sounds kind of Bill Cosby to me right here.
Yeah, this is shady.
He's like, some chick just gave them to me. I'm going to give them to you. How does it...
Israeli, they're really good.
Oh, they're Israeli. Okay. Sounds good.
Got some Israeli chocolate.
So I could trust it? All right.
You're going to have all three of them?
You guys want one?
Listen, we'll all take a bite.
Got three guests.
And if we got roofies, she can only carry one of us out of here.
Here's a bar of chocolate.
Oh, I'm going to cleanse.
Here's some Israeli chocolate.
You're going at it. Yeah. Almost I kind of want to save it for my kids, but...
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
Here's some Israeli chocolate.
Also save for them
your... That explodes in your mouth.
Wait, there's a golden ticket in here. You get to be in the Israeli military. Oh, everyone gets a golden ticket. Ooh, it's soft.
I'm not eating chocolate.
All right.
It's hot.
You got five or six more things to say about something that's not a movie?
I do. I have crowns. This isn't going to take off a crown by popping it off my mouth, is it? How bad is this? Test it. Who wants to go first?
Just fucking eat it.
I'm the only one fucking doing it?
Yeah, because we're moving on, Bert. Didn't invite everybody down here for a chocolate tasting.
Is it good?
Is it any good?
Is it good?
Yep, it pops.
It's like Pop Rocks and chocolate?
It's Pop Rocks and chocolate, and when you bite in, they explode.
Could just be Rice Krispies in there.
They're pretty good. Ow!
Did you break a tooth?
No, let them explode in your mouth, not your throat. They're exploding in my throat. It hurts.
We all follow that rule.
It's Bob Rock. It's Bob Rock. Where's my drink?
Chew it up before you swallow it, you guys, that Israeli candy.
Keep it in your mouth. Do not let it go down your throat.
That's probably good life advice. Keep it in your mouth. Don't let it go down your throat.
I'm glad I didn't get this to my kids. Vodka makes it worse. Oh, I'm sweating my ass off right now. There goes my cleanse.
I wish you'd sweat your stomach off.
Boom. Doug still got it.
So we're going to start now with the games, Bert.
Okay.
I've already had to knock out some of people's favorite games from the lineup today because of your antics. I'm just kidding. That crowd was so ready to turn on you, Bert. It was really fun until they thought we might not play Leonard Maltin game. No, we will. I hope. At this point, we're only 5 minutes behind.
Good
so
deal.
We're doing good. Let's play Now Bushimi, Now You Don't. This is a game where I'll just start with Rob and move down the row that way so Bert gets to go third.
Already fucked.
No, I think you'll there's a chance it'll be easier on you if you go third. And we're just going to play, and you guys can figure it out as we go along. Rob, I'm going to name three. This is just for Rob, nobody else. I'm going to name three movies, and you tell me which one Steve Buscemi is not in.
Oh, fucking thank God.
Oh, nice.
From these three movies.
All right.
And then it'll if you...
Is that one?
Aaron... If you get it wrong, then it'll move down to Aaron, and he'll get to choose from just the two remaining titles. So you really don't want to fuck this up.
Oh. Nice.
Hudsucker Proxy, Raising Arizona, The Big Lebowski. Which one of those three movies is Steve Buscemi not in? Right?
They all kind of got a Buscemi vibe to them.
They sure do.
But I think Raising Arizona, he wasn't around yet.
That's correct. He wasn't in Raising Arizona. Good job. Now Aaron gets the new three titles. If he fails, then the two titles go to Bert, and it will be easier for him. Between these three films, Aaron, I have a good feeling about how you're going to do on this one. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
That's correct. He was not in Jackie Brown. I knew Aaron would know that. Okay, Bert. Let's
pray that it's Frozen.
Which one of these?
Care Bears the movie.
You know that he's not in Frozen? Is that what you're saying?
Not in Frozen.
Yeah. He almost got the part of Olaf, but they decided to go with someone that doesn't sound scary to play the friendly... I almost called him an Iceman. Friendly Iceman. Bert,
Snowman.
He was a snowman. Bert gets to choose between which one of these is Buscemi not in? Deep Impact, Armageddon, or Con Air?
Well, he was definitely in Con Air.
Because you remember everything that has a child molester in it.
No, I just saw that recently.
Because you rewatch everything that has a child molester in it.
This is going to be really bad. You're not going to like this, but I forgot the other two movies.
Deep Impact or Armageddon? Which one is he not in?
Deep Impact is the one with Bruce Willis.
This is not how the game works. You don't get to talk through it.
Armageddon's the one with Ben Affleck?
Just pick one.
What, is Armageddon the one with Ben Affleck?
Pick one of the movies from those three.
He's not in Deep Impact.
That's correct.
Feels good.
All right, back to
now
Rob.
You're going to give us 10 movies?
Huh?
Nothing? Go.
Back to Rob.
All right.
Which one is he not in? Fargo, Kansas City, or Tombstone?
Oh, come on, Rob.
Fargo, Kansas City, Tombstone.
He's in Fargo. Tombstone.
That's correct. He's not in Tombstone. All right, Aaron. Grown Ups, Little Nicky, Mr. Deeds.
Oh. Oh. Oh, you're fucked. Drop trow and bend over.
Grown Ups.
I'm sorry. He's in Grown Ups. Yes.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking of John Turturro this whole time.
Oh, you're the worst.
That's who I was fucking thinking of.
All right. So, which one do you think Buscemi was not in?
Steve Buscemi.
Between Mr. Deeds and Little Nicky, which one was he not in?
Aaron is out. Again. I was thinking of John Turturro this whole fucking
time. Yeah, we got that. Little Nicky or Mr. Deeds? Which one is he not in?
Mr. Deeds. John Turturro is definitely in Mr. Deeds. So I'm going to go with Mr. Deeds.
Oh, he's not in Little Nicky. You're out.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. And that means Rob is our winner. Good job, Rob.
Yeah, I like Steve.
Mr. Deeds, that's one of his funniest like little cameos.
Yeah,
Mr.
well,
Deeds,
he's in like every other Sandler movie, and so it's hard to remember which ones he's in.
Crazy
I think he's in both Grown Ups. I think.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. All right.
You ever see Trey's Lounge?
Trey's Lounge?
Yeah, Trey's Lounge. That's a good movie.
He directed that one.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
All right.
I'm just giving it a shout out.
Yeah, all right.
Shout out to a movie I don't know the name of.
Yeah. It sounds
good.
Give
it up for Trey's Lounge, everybody. Yeah.
Trey's Lounge.
Documentary about Trey Cool.
You thought that was a rapper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be a cool rapper.
It
name.
Would, yeah. Trey's Lounge, yeah.
All right. Let's. The warthog on the wall is telling us it's time to move on.
I heard a snort.
The warthog is bored.
I love you, Bert.
Well, here's a real... I hope that Bert can get through this one without having an aneurysm. Because this is a tough one, Bert. But you're going to go second on this one. Rob's going to go first, and then Bert's going to go second. We're going to play Build a Title. It's been a while. At a special request, Paula Newman came back from the dead on Twitter to ask me to play Build a Title, and you don't say no to Paul Newman. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Did he DM you?
Huh?
Did he DM
no,
you?
Just regular style. Just,
did he follow back?
Because I wasn't following the ghost of Paul Newman. Yeah. So he had to just throw my name on there and say, hey, man.
I would follow him.
You should play Build a Title. Yeah. And that's what we're going to do. And since we're here in Washington, D.C., I thought a fun title to start with would be All the President's Men. And you just need to add a title to the beginning or the end of that, Rob. Something that begins with men or ends with all. Bert's already confused. I'm excited about that. Because I want Paul Newman to realize that it's a bad idea to play this game most of the time.
Manhunter? Is that an M?
Yeah, that would be... I'm going to give you one. As Wahlberg likes to say...
Wait, the
word you got to start with is men, not man.
Oh, shit. Men. I thought it just had to be M. No.
All the president's men.
Oh, okay. Or something.
Audience, please don't. I already heard murmurings that were correct.
And something for all, and it ends with all.
All you got to do is pick one end or the other.
Yeah.
And add a title. And men is real easy. A movie that's called Men and then Other Words.
Yes. Men in Black.
Yes. The one everybody's thinking of.
Yeah. Sorry about that, gang.
It's all right. Bert?
And now what do I need to do?
You need to put your clothes on and leave the building. Just leave the building. I don't care.
It's going to be men or black in it?
No.
It's got to have all in it?
I can't believe I let Paul Newman talk me into this. You need a movie that begins with the word black...
Okay.
Or ends with the word all.
Begins with black or ends with all.
Yeah, so probably begins with black is probably okay. Pretty doable.
How about...
Black Ocean's 11 is the only time I'll allow that kind of behavior because that's funny.
Blackfish.
Yes, a tremendous documentary. Hashtag shutdown SeaWorld. Okay, so we've got all the president's men in blackfish. So Aaron needs to start with fish or end with... start with fish or end with all.
Fish that saves Pittsburgh.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right.
It's the fish,
it's the fish that saved Pittsburgh, but it in works. This game I allow it. That save Pittsburgh, because we'd never get a game going if we couldn't knock out those thes. Those thes. So this is tough, though, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you just bookended that one.
Yeah. Booyah.
Yeah, might have finished that. So do you have any ideas, Rob, for a movie that begins with Pittsburgh or ends with all?
Justice for All?
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Nice.
In the actual title, there's an ampersand after all, but I'll take it.
Nice.
Oh, good, good.
Or maybe it's at the beginning. Yeah, it's probably at the beginning. So we need a movie that ends in ampersand. I'm not even saying the right word. It's ellipses. Not ampersand. Why would ampersand be in there? Oh, I guess and justice for all. So you guys are going with it. You're like, we're not going to argue with him after that whole E.T. thing. All right, so you need ends with and or begins with Pittsburgh, Bert Kreischer.
It ends with and or begins with Pittsburgh.
It could begin with Berg, if you know what I'm saying.
Berg.
Oh, man, you're so close. 5 seconds.
Ends with and or begins with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if you want to.
Burger. What's the one with the two black kids?
It's burger. Not burger.
Oh, it's not?
No. I mean, burger's in there, but you got that other nasty word in there that we like to call good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You're so close.
Burger.
Thanks for playing.
Fuck, I don't know.
We'll bring you back for the next game.
Please.
Rob.
Oh.
Is it you? Wait, which way are we going?
No, it's
Aaron. Okay.
Aaron, yeah.
Can I use the Jeff Goldblum movie Pittsburgh?
No, because that doesn't add anything.
Oh.
You're not building anything. You're just like looking at what's already there.
God.
Oh, what an accomplished builder I am.
I thought I could
just sit and rest on my laurels. That's like Pittsburgh is already there.
I thought I could like use that as a skip round.
I didn't even know there was a Jeff Goldblum movie called Pittsburgh.
He's in a musical and whatever. I'm from there. Who cares? Well, then that
I
was.
I think
my...
you're thinking of The Fly. But that's all you got?
I mean, that was gonna be my.
We gonna call Rob our winner once again?
No, I mean, but like that's.
We're gonna have to.
You threw that Pittsburgh thing in there.
I'll tell you what I would have done as soon as you give in.
That's what.
Do you give up?
No. Son of a bitch.
All right, at the beginning, game's over. Rob's our winner. At the beginning, I would add Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Band Justice for All. And then at the end.
Oh, wait, what?
Exactly. And then at the end, I would say Pittsburghler because of the Whoopi Goldberg film
now.
Burglar.
Yeah,
the next time you're on the show, I can't wait for it because then.
Because that's.
We probably won't be playing that game because everybody's so shitty at it.
That's way easier. I didn't know you could, like, oh, okay.
I thought I was saying Berg. I was very clear about Berg, and then he was trying to say Goodberg, and then I said you can't because it's got good in there. And I don't know. Yeah, you weren't necessarily sitting right there during all of that.
Doug, here's my... I think we should play it again, but with foreign films.
I can't even think of a title for a foreign film that I could say to you right now.
Amelie.
Oh, you're the worst. Such a foreign film, that Amelie.
And then Amelie, and then my next poem would be Le Instat. And then yours would be...
Well, you don't get to build on your own thing. You got to wait till it comes back around, has a bunch more French words stuck on there. And then
Le Instat. And then you're Amelie fucked. Instat. Keep going.
Come up with a movie that starts with Manioke.
Frère right. Jacques.
Let's play the games I've got planned instead of Bert's weird idea. How are we doing on time? I got to get my phone out.
We're doing fine. It's my show.
Yeah, yeah. Bert's headlining tonight. Who's coming back to see Bert tonight? Yeah, who's like, I haven't got enough of that stomach yet.
I'm going to put a different stomach. I'm going to shave my hair. I'm getting hungry. I'm killing
Well, they got a great
chocolate.
Menu here at the Improv. Do you want to order something to eat? Because I think people love watching you eat with your shirt off.
Dreams come true.
What dreams may come.
Now he knows the title of a movie. Bert knows every movie has got the word cum in the title. Look at that. He got a whole sleeve of Thin Mints or something?
No, chocolate donuts.
Fuck
donuts.
That cleanse.
I was on a fucking cleanse this morning.
The old half-day cleanse. It's called sleeping in. Can't get fat just laying there. Just got to get into the food. You lose some weight.
That's a great way to jumpstart a diet. Wake up, take an Ambien immediately.
All right, which one of you guys is the Paul Newman guy on Twitter? That's you?
Yeah, he's got Paul Newman's avatar, and it was his brilliant idea to play Build-A-Title today. And since he's already made one mistake, I'm going to give him a chance to make another.
Get out.
No. What's your real name, though? No, I mean your real name, not your Twitter name. David? Okay, I'll call you David. David is going to name an actor or an actress, maybe a director, but probably not, with a large body of work. And I'm going to play along. David has not told me who he wants us to use. And we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in, Bert. And if you can't think of one, you're out. And if you sweat too much, you're out.
Fucking pouring sweat right now.
Yeah, yeah. They don't allow for that in most competition.
I'm just standing here.
Yeah, exactly. If you're running around, then they're like, well, we got to let him sweat a little bit, but. We'll start with Rob.
All right.
And then we'll go to, we got to switch the order around. Which direction we were going last time, Aaron? So it'll come to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, then Bert, then me. David. He said he had a good one. Oh, I'm going to murder you. It's like you have not listened to a word I've said about what we need for this game. It is the worst suggestion anybody's ever made. And you were confident it was going to be a great one. And now you're already yelling out other names. What was the backup name? Steve Coogan. What is wrong with you?
I want to go give that nerd a wedgie right now. I don't even know who Steve Coogan is.
For future people who are going to Twitter to me about how they've got the perfect name, it has to be somebody with not only a lot of credits, but also people have written to me, I know a guy who has 130 credits that you could use. And well, who's your name?
Anthony Hopkins.
That's pretty good. But it's also going to be tough for Bert. And you're right that it's not your problem.
Oh, it's your problem. I came here to do two things, sweat and give wedgies. I'm already sweating.
I can't believe Anthony Hopkins has been in 130 movies, though. That's insane. Like, you could probably only name 20 or 30 of those, right? Yeah. Holy shit. Stop yelling out names. That's not how it works. I'm never going to use Christopher Lee because it's sad to talk that way about the dead. I don't know why I thought that would get a laugh. But yeah, people suggested on Twitter that we do Christopher Lee. Name a Christopher Lee movie, Bert Kreischer.
Superman.
See what I'm talking about? It's like immediately eliminated. And there's so many movies you could have guessed in that way. You could have accidentally said Star Wars.
Phantom Menace.
It's not if it's right or wrong, it's how confidently you say it.
It's true.
Yeah, that's how it works. Can you think of a Christopher Lee movie, Rob?
Beat Street? No.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. That's why I dismissed that idea. I know Aaron knows some.
What's your favorite Christopher Lee movie?
I just went brain dead.
If you had to pick one.
The one where he's Dracula.
Let's do Kelsey Grammer.
All right, I'll go first. Down Periscope.
Fuck! Fuck! You're just looking at things in the room. Fuck!
Pass.
He's another shitty one, but we have a polite hand raised here in the front row. This guy really is ready to knock it out of the park. First of all, what's your actual name and where are you from?
Tony from D.C.
He's going to settle this problem. Tell us the perfect name, and Rob's going to start, and then it's going to go... Which way did we side? To Aaron. What's
Clock
the name?
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks. She's been in 10 movies at most. A lot more than 10? Wet Hot American Summer 2 isn't even out yet. Maybe I should just take this out of the hands of the audience and just... I'll just pick someone myself and not play, because that's why I let audience members pick. This lady right here, she's sitting really close to the Anthony Hopkins guy, so that scares me. What do you got?
Reese Witherspoon.
Way to go.
Reese Witherspoon. Done deal. Here we go. Reese Witherspoon.
Good call. Fuck.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
Good one. I'm going to nail this.
No, I'm going to win, but you might come in second, and that's a win as far as this game is concerned. But we start with Rob.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Shit. Any movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
she was just in one that had a lot of billboards.
Yeah, it was... Shit, man. Clueless? Was she in that?
Nope. You're out.
Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you know what we're talking about? It's Reese Witherspoon. Aaron?
I know which one you were trying to say.
It's Legally Blonde.
It's Aaron's turn.
Legally Blonde.
Oh, you cocksucker!
Legally Blonde. That was the only one you had ready to go?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Alabama.
Oh, you're the worst.
A long walk. A long, hard walk. A long hike. The hiking druggie.
I love you with all my heart.
Still hot and hiking.
Legally Blonde 2.
Full title.
Legally Blonde 2. Long hiking in the sunlight. Daytime.
Yep, next.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Wild.
It's fucking Wild? That says nothing in the title.
Oh, and you know what I just noticed? I won the game.
You did?
No,
oh, Aaron's still in.
Go ahead. She goes to Alabama, she's dead.
Shut up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won the game.
Walk the line.
Wait.
Walk the line, that's right.
Oh,
Academy Award winner.
I could play this game competitively if I didn't have to say the exact title and I just told you about the movie.
That would not
constitute
as a competition.
Yeah, but everyone else would get to play by those rules, and so you would still lose eventually.
I bet I could outdo you.
Because I can describe more movies than you can.
He's really good at going, but it has the thing and the guy and the mountain. Yeah. And then there's a... And then, yeah.
She's dead, Mark Ruffalo.
All right. I'm going to go with, and it's pretty much my knee-jerk reaction to any situation, Fear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's starting Fear.
Good one.
You took mine.
Back to you. That was your other one?
Yeah, I kind of liked that movie back in the day.
What about the one, there was a couple titles that Bert was having trouble with.
I don't remember the subtitle for the
But there was another one he was having trouble with that you probably would remember.
Oh,
if you
goes
thought
back
about
to Alabama,
it.
Matthew McConaughey.
Shut up!
Yeah, hold on.
Did you really just say Matthew McConaughey was in it?
It's not him?
No.
It's Chris Evans, isn't it?
No. It's Josh Lucas. But what'd you say?
That's not who it is. No.
In Sweet Home?
I'm not going to... Sweet Home, Alabama?
Yeah, that's it.
I cheated a little bit.
Okay.
I cheated. Sweet I said a Mandy Moore movie.
Dude. Make out. Park. Come on.
What? Your job is not to give clues. We're playing and you're out.
I told you I could beat you this way.
You know what? I don't care for your cruel intentions, Bert.
Oh, fuck! Shit!
Now it's Aaron's turn again.
I'm like a crack pipe. I'm not fun to look at, but I make a party really fucking fun.
Yeah, crack pipes disgust me with their fat stomachs.
And they throw the best parties.
Are we still playing?
Yeah, Aaron is playing.
Rushmore? Is she in Rushmore?
No. Were you thinking, of Election? I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's
fuck!
That's what I was thinking.
Ferris Bueller's that's day close. Off, but she's running for president.
That's a good guess. I got that mixed up. Damn it, Election, that's
right. No, it wasn't a bad guess. It helped me to remember Election.
Yep, you're welcome.
And then she was in Man in the Moon, I think, was the first movie she was in.
With Andy Kaufman?
And now, audience members, tell them what else they couldn't think of.
Monster!
Hot Pursuit was just released recently. Also, The Good Lie, I think, was also a recent one. Pleasantville. Freeway.
Did somebody say Rocky IV?
I think so. She was in Rocky IV.
Water for Elephants. I remember that one.
Yes.
It's with the vampire on the train.
She's in Mud?
Is she in Mud?
I never saw Mud.
She's in Mud?
It's good Mud. Check it out, man.
Mud is good.
Yeah.
I saw the sequel to that.
Really? What was the sequel to Mud?
It's called Shower.
Wow, you set that up like you had something.
I meant to say prequel. I meant to say prequel. Oh, I spilled a fucking Diet Coke. Oh, yeah.
Somebody just went, diet? You're on Diet Coke? You're getting brain cancer because of that drink and allegedly, and you...
Well, that's
Diet Coke, donuts, Israeli chocolate. What a sleepover.
This is going to be the best summer ever.
Yeah.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah. Should we take a quick break and teach all you guys how to play the Leonard Maltin game?
No, I know how to play.
I'm just kidding. We can't take a break. We gotta power through. And I think you're going to do great.
Is that Josh Blue on your shirt?
Yeah.
I fucking thought so. Either that or Tom Green. Right?
I mean, yeah, I know what you
mean. I thought it was Chris Novoselic.
God.
No? Yeah, look at him. That looks like the basis for Nirvana.
Don't show anybody.
Yeah. looks like him. Yeah.
It kind of looks like...
Well, I hate when people give me a weird... I'm like,
it looks like Josh Blue. That's who it is.
All right. I like them both.
You're right.
Who do you think, if there was a shirt of your face, Rob, who do you think the people would say it is and be wrong?
Who do you think?
These are some of my favorite games. Art Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can go with that.
You should get a picture of Art Garfunkel and then just write your name underneath it and make it a shirt.
I like that. I like that.
Just I did a rubber stamp of my face one time on a shirt, and everyone thought it was James Worthy. James Worthy played basketball for all you film nerds.
He's also fat?
Oh, yeah,
black.
I know.
He's black.
Yeah, I know. That was the funny part of it. Everyone's like, why do you have a shirt of James Worthy? I said, that's me. And they said, no, it's James Worthy. And I was like, really? So no one bought shirts. They're like, why would he sell shirts at James Worthy?
James Worthy? I'm not even going to repeat that one.
That's how your night ends.
But it wasn't a bad attempt, but let's move on.
It's fat shaming. Hashtag fat shaming. Hashtag trigger words.
Oh no, Bert's shows tonight are going to be incredible.
First, he's going to go to the gay pride parade and get nuts over there, so to speak. And then... then he's going to do two shows over here. He's going to be drinking his tequila and soda all night long.
Cleanse.
He's cleansing. All right. So did who won of the three of you in that last game? Who lasted the longest? Aaron did, right? Yeah. Bert raises his hand whenever a group of people are asked anything.
Won.
He just always raises his hand. All right, so we'll start with Aaron, and then we'll shift the direction around to we'll go to Rob, and then to Bert. So again, Bert has a little time to think about what he's doing.
Yep.
Aaron gets to pick a category between Valentine's Dre, and that's romantic movies with a hip hop artist in them.
Oh my God.
Or Red Light Challenge, and that's movies where there's a chase scene that has a cab involved. A cab is involved in the chase. And then, no one will ever pick this one, the other Jeff Tate. And that's our friend Jeff Tate's on the show all the time, but this is the other Jeff Tate. It's movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack. Because the lead singer, wow, Queensryche is named Jeff Tate. Same spelling and everything. Which one of those would you like to play, Aaron?
I want to go with the taxi cab one.
Okay. So there's a taxi cab in the chase in this movie. That doesn't narrow it down very much, because when there's a chase scene, there's usually a taxi cab involved and another car where someone's yelling, "Follow that taxi cab." 2.5 stars for this movie from Leonard Maltin from 1963.
Oh.
1963. Yeah, he says about the movie that it's splashy and generally funny. And he lists 16 names. Yeah, 16 names. How many names can you get it in, Aaron Kleiber?
40 names. I have to go 16.
He's taking all 16, Rob.
I'd say... I'd say I could do that in 15.
Smart.
Yeah.
Bert?
I could do it in 14.
Okay, Aaron?
Yeah, you're going to have to name
that. Oh, 14 names!
I just drool on myself?
Yeah. Look at that. Look at this. Dripping in. Look.
14 names, 1963. Bert, I wasn't watching a lot of movies back then.
Bert, this is easy. Well, that's, you know, that's always a great excuse when people are like, "Oh, Hitler, I'm not familiar. I wasn't born yet. Never heard of that guy." So I'm going to name these 14. He gets 14? Yeah. I'm going to name these 14 names. Yeah. And then at the end of it, you're going to tell me the exact title. And you're going to win a point. If you fail to give me the exact title, then our friend Aaron's going to get a point.
Okay.
You know what's on the line here.
Yep.
And I'm not going to give you a lot of time.
Okay.
Because you don't deserve it.
I know the movie I'm thinking of, and I already can't remember the name of it.
Fantastic. Here's your 14 out of 16 names. William Demarest, Eddie Rochester Anderson, oh. Terry Thomas... Jimmy Durante, Peter Falk, Jonathan Winters, Phil Silvers, Dorothy Provine, Dick Shawn, Mickey Rooney, Ethel Merman, Buddy Hackett, Sid Caesar, and Milton Berle. You better say this title of this movie after getting 14 out of 16 names. Those names in particular.
It's the name of the movie I thought, and I don't know if I know the name right.
Say it right.
It's a Wild Wild World.
No! What? Eric Wait. Kleiber gets a point. It's called It's a Mad, Mad, Mad,
oh,
Mad
fuck.
World.
Fuck.
I thought he'd just fuck up the number of mads. Fuck. I didn't know that he changed it to wild just because he's got Reese Witherspoon on the brain.
Oh, you cocksucker!
He was close.
That's a good one. That was the movie I thought I was in. It had to be that one.
Yeah, no, you had the right movie. You just got to learn to have the right words that correspond. And like I said, Aaron's on the board with a point.
All right, let's go.
Oh, shit.
Come on, let's go. Another one.
All right, let's do another one. We'll start with Rob and go to Aaron, right?
All right.
And because Aaron challenged Bert on that last one. Rob, would you like Puff Puff Pass?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
That's Emily Blunt movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. Or Go Bananas, that's movies that have apes in the title. And I'll give you an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Grand Budapest Hotel, because it says boot up ape.
It has apes in the title, yes. And then your third choice is Fast Batch Cumberbender. And that's movies with either Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch.
What was the very first one?
Puff Puff Pass.
Let's do that one.
All right. Would you like an Emily Blunt movie from 2010 or 2011?
Can we clear up who Emily Blunt is?
She's the person who, right now, we're talking about the films that she's in.
I can name it in 14.
Because if I told you some of the films she'd been in, that kind of ruins what we're doing here.
Tell me one of the ones it's not.
Okay, she's not in The Wizard of Oz. You're welcome. Which year did you pick, Rob?
11.
Okay. This is from 2011. 2 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it's cute and sometimes clever. And he also says that the songs were written by the two of the co-executive producers on the film. It's from 2011, 2 stars. And he lists 15 names. Oof. How many can you get it in, Rob?
Oh, I can get that movie in 10 names.
Oh, okay. We go to Aaron.
Is that moderately confident?
Nine names.
Eight names. Well, I know Emily Blunt's in it. I just don't know who she is. Go 7, Rob. Go 7. Go 7. Go 7.
I'm not going to go 7, Bert.
Go 7, Rob.
I want you to name that fucking movie, Bert.
2011. Let's set the time frame.
Let's
iPhone 3.
iPhone 3. Yeah.
What else are you doing in 2011?
I'm driving out on a Denali.
Oh, yeah.
I still got 2 kids. My hair's a little fuller, and I was about 210 pounds. Let's do it. Do I have to give the names?
No, I got them right here.
Emily Blunt. She's tall.
What are you doing? Let me just give you the names, and then you don't answer, and then Rob gets a point.
This would still be so easier if I knew who she was.
I don't think so. I think you'd be pretty lost on this one regardless, but let's try it. How many names does he get? 7?
8, I think. 7? 8.
Okay.
Crowd knows.
8 names are Dolly Parton.
Oh, come.
Wait. Richard Wilson.
Hold on.
Hulk Hogan. Julie Walters. Patrick Stewart. Stephen Merchant. Ozzy Osbourne. And Jason Statham. What's the name of the movie, Bert?
Hulk Hogan?
I dare say most of the people in the audience don't know. And the ones that are murmuring to each other, they have a specific reason why they might know.
Is it the songs in it? Oh, it was a fucking cartoon. Had to be a cartoon. That's why I don't remember those people. Yeah. Was it... it's not Cars. Is it... What? Don't fucking get it next to me.
He still might not have it.
Is it?
Mm-mm. It's not whatever you're thinking.
2011, my daughters would have seen this movie.
Oh, sure. They probably loved it. Probably running around the house singing the songs.
I got a bill of
that were written
right
by the co-executive producers of the film. Fuck. It's a terrible clue. Anything?
Is it airplanes? What do you mean, come on, Bert? Are you fucking serious?
Might just be a request. You might be saying, come on, Bert, somebody.
Yeah. Wait, what was it?
It's called Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, that was it.
I had no fucking clue.
Now, who's Emily Blunt?
James McAvoy and Emily Blunt. She was Juliet, I believe.
Yeah, but who is she in
fucking life? Romeo and Juliet. Don't look stuff up on your own phone during the show. She just starred in Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
Dude, you could have told me that.
No, I can't. That's not how this works.
She's fucking hot.
I could have said that. I could have said she's fucking
especially
hot.
Especially in Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Was it a cartoon?
Yeah. Okay. No, it was live action. Live action, Romeo. Zach Galifianakis starred as Romeo.
It's a fun movie.
His new one looks really fun. Zach's new one, Masterminds.
Yeah.
Looks hilarious. It's the same guy who did Napoleon Dynamite. All right. So we got 1 point for Aaron and 1 point for Rob. Bert, you can still catch up. Force a three-way tie and a little asparagus pee.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm getting fucked up.
Okay.
This first show is going to be a little shaky, guys.
Because, Rob, you challenged him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with Aaron, and then we'll go to Rob. And, Aaron gets to pick between Martin Scorsese, very popular category, Martin Scorsese, and that's Martin Scorsese movies that didn't get an R rating. So it's Martin Scorsese without the R's is Martin Scorsese. One Fine Day is, of course, the films of Rafe or Joseph Fiennes. And your third, equally horrible option, is Child Abusey. And that's the films of Jake Busey because he's a child abusey.
Oh.
Which one of those do you like?
Martin
Scorsese. Yep. Here we go. Would you like a Martin Scorsese film that did not get an R from 1974 or 1983?
1983.
All right. Okay. Some people already know the answer.
Yep.
Because he probably didn't make multiple non-R-rated movies in 1983. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this one. Leonard calls this movie pungent, which I don't know if that applies to things that you're just looking at, but... Oh, and here's an interesting clue. It was filmed in 1981. Yeah, and released in 83, so there's a little bit of a delay there. And Leonard lists 8 names. Hmm. How many names can you get it in, Aaron?
7.
Rob?
Is it me?
Yeah, I think
so. And all we got is pungent?
No, and the great clue that it was filmed 2 years before, it was filmed in 81.
Oh, yeah, that really opens 83. It up. Definitely opens it up. I say, name that movie.
What? You're giving him 7 out of 8 names?
He said it!
Rob.
Bert would like to have a conversation with you.
I already can
I
do
said it.
In 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go, Rob.
What happened?
You going to make him name it?
No, yeah, that's how it works. He
that's
said
how it.
It
works.
Yeah, said it, so we'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, it came out.
I feel good about his chances here, though.
Oh, of course.
You think?
What do you mean, of course?
Hopefully I...
You got all the names but 2 or something on It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah, but this one's soft pitch.
All right. Bert?
What?
I've never done this before.
No.
I'm gonna give you.
I was only doing that
option.
Because I didn't. Okay.
I'm gonna give you an option. You could say the name of the movie right now, and I'll give the point to you, and we'll have a 3-way tie. But if you're wrong, then Aaron gets the point.
I can say the how many names?
Because I think Aaron can do it with the names. No names. But you're no not names? Getting the names because you're such a cocky son of a bitch.
Martin Scorsese, 1983.
Wait, no, so you still have to think about it. After a minute ago, you were like, oh, this is easy. I got
this. Oh, no, yeah. I was doing that because he was had to name them.
All right, how many names can I give him, Aaron? How many names do you think I can give him and he still won't know the title?
Oh, that's a fucking gamble right there.
Because he was cocky, so you can't give him all of them.
Yeah.
You got to cut a few off.
I'd give him like three.
Okay, so Bert, if I give you three names and you name it, you get a point. We have a three-way tie. But if you fail, Aaron is our winner.
Well,
thanks, Mom.
What do I get out of this?
You don't get shit. Because Aaron's going to win. If I say the 7 out of 8 names, I guarantee you Aaron's going to tell us the title of this movie.
I think it's a 75% chance.
I think. I feel really good about it.
I'm going to fucking roll the dice on the B-Man. Give me those three names. I'm going to fucking walk out of here a winner.
You call yourself the B-Man?
When speaking in third person, I do.
Yeah. You know what this situation needs? The B-Man. We're not going with the A, dude. We're going with the B,
Let's
dude.
Let's go B.
But dude, what nothing with you? The A guy isn't there. You just bring old Bert in. He's not the best, but you know.
Well, you know what the B stands for, right? Backup.
Backup. He's always there.
We don't have time to find the best guy. Get Bert.
Yep. He's going to give you a solid B, whatever you want. He's going to get the job done, not really well.
Dude, I've been calling myself the B-Man for 20 years. No, it sounds so different when I hear it now. Looks like you got a little of the B-Man, huh?
All right, here's your three names, Seaman. Fred de Cordova. Freddy de Corvida. Cordova. God damn it. Fred de Cordova. Ed Herlihy and Tony Randall are your three names.
Can you
maybe the best way to do this is just guess the name of a Martin Scorsese movie?
Goodfellas.
Okay, so you lose.
No.
Yeah, list them all and say no after each one.
No,
until you get there.
Is it either?
What? Has anybody ever played Monopoly with you?
Is it The In-Laws?
Martin Scorsese never made a movie called The In-Laws.
Is it Moscow on the Hudson?
Or that. That's a fun game. Name
Splash,
movies he's
Splash?
Never made. Yeah. That,
did he
you,
do?
You understand that Martin Scorsese, like, the joke of this category is most of his films are extremely violent.
Yeah, and I can't think
and
of any.
And this is
of them.
One that's rated that not R.
The,
so
good,
this is one of
the good Father?
Clean one. All right, just for the fun of it, I'm going to give the rest of the names to see if I was right about Aaron. But Aaron wins regardless, one way or the other.
Yeah, but if he can't name it, I get a comeback chance.
No, you don't get anything. We're out of time.
That's true.
You get a comeback in your headliner set tonight, Bert, here at the DC Improv. You can come out and do all the... Best plans fill through. There's always B-Man.
And say it properly, you have to go, B-Man kills it. That's what I say about myself.
All right, let's see if Aaron can get this. Just Aaron, nobody else.
I'm brain dead right now.
Do you understand? I'm going to give you four more names. You're going to get the amount of names you would have gotten.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to tell us the name of this movie. Because
sure,
you like movies, right?
Yeah.
You pay attention a little bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese directed a movie with those other three people I already mentioned, Tony Randall, and then he also in this movie, Shelley Hack, Sandra Bernhard,
Oh, God dang it.
Diane Abbott and Jerry Lewis. Directed by Martin Scorsese. What's it called?
I'd like Comedian. To solve it.
King of comedy. Sorry.
That's right.
Sorry.
The king of comedy.
King of comedy.
So you got it on the second guess.
No. I was just like, I was started talking out loud like, oh, the comedian one.
I thought you said Canadian.
No, king of comedy.
That wasn't rated R.
That's correct.
Huh. But
they did have one F-bomb, I think, in there, and so it got that got the PG
so
for the one F-bomb.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah.
You'd think it's so...
Yeah, it's got kidnapping in it.
Yeah.
That doesn't
You'd
happen in a lot
R.
of movies that are rated PG.
Wow.
But there we have it. Aaron is our winner.
Oh, shit.
Just by virtue of knowing a tiny bit more than everybody else.
If you had gotten a Sandra Bernhardt, I would have gotten it.
Have you ever seen King Comedy? It's awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm the B-man.
Not Kings of Comedy. Bernie Mac is not
comedians.
Very different
Kings
one, I'm
of
sorry.
Comedians.
This isn't Latino Kings of Comedy?
Yeah. Who are you playing for there, Aaron, again?
Oh, Bill Trouble.
Yeah, where is he? Come get your prize bag. Bert, do you have any plugs?
Oh, no, yeah. This is all natural hair.
Here, Bill Trouble, you want this, baby?
You want this, baby girl? You can take that back.
Trip Flip every Tuesday night on Travel Channel. I'm on tour. That's it. Oh, check out my podcast. Doug is on my podcast 2 weeks ago. It's Bertcast. www.bertcast.com.
Who wants a donut?
Oh, fucking throwing donuts.
They're throwing chocolate donuts.
This is turning into a bit.
It happens sometimes. Did yours hit the floor?
No,
you caught it? Okay, good.
In his mouth.
It was in his mouth, so
that
I
was
thought.
Quick.
No, don't bring me more donuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's evil. We're trying to wrap up the show. Just thought I'd throw out some minis and move on. What do you got to plug, Aaron?
I'm starting to tour all over the country, and, AaronKleiber.com. I before E is not, it's EI. Aaron Kleiber. And I do a movie review podcast with an actual movie critic, which is cool. And we're two comedians. It's called Handle the Truth Podcast, at Truth Podcast on Twitter. I know. We got at Truth Podcast. Isn't that bananas?
Wow. That's awesome. The guy who made the Black Ocean's 11, is it a guy? Yeah, why did you put a shithead on the back? Seems like a shame because you're not going to get one. and Rob?
I'm just
tired of people not writing a shithead on the back. Like, you think he made such a nice name tag.
You're
and
being
he
a
didn't even write one.
Yeah. Got to get it done.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, I'm going to be at the San Francisco Punchline headlining. It's Wednesday, the 17th of June. And check out my...
Now people are handing me their name tags with the shitheads on the back. Like, we'll take my shithead. Yeah. There shouldn't be any rules to anything ever anymore. Whatever we want to do.
And check out my rap album.
Yes. Dreams Never Die.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, You're welcome. Thank you to all of my guests, Bert Kreischer, Aaron Kleiber, and Rob Cantrell. I'm going to hang on to my Israeli popping chocolate. Oh, it really says that. Popping candies. That's incredible. Thank you for bringing that. And as always, people who don't put a shithead on the back of their name tags are a shithead. But get your name tag back, though, because that's a super cool one, and you can write a shithead on it next time. And Brandon Dory is a shithead. Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free. DraftKings.com!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...